Thank you, Jose. It is good to be here with you, to see each one of you here. It's always good to meet together in the name of the Lord. I know that He is pleased that we are here. You know, 21 years ago, I preached a sermon titled Driving Down Life's Highways. And I remember that sermon. I can't hardly believe it's been 21 years ago. But the title of my sermon today is Driving Down Life's Highways Revisited. And this sermon is similar to the first one, but I have made some changes in it. Some people in here weren't even born when I preached that first sermon. You know, many years ago, a friend of mine told me about a lady who bought a new car. But the engine burned up after only 20,000 miles. But her maintenance was when the engine light came on, she put a quart of oil in. She never changed the oil. The lack of proper maintenance cost her, obviously, a lot of money. And it is the same in our spiritual lives. It takes maintenance. We can never let our guard down. If we become weak spiritually, it takes a lot of work to become strong spiritually again. I worked at SRP. It's a water and power utility company, for those who are watching. And at SRP, one-third of all vehicular accidents occurred while backing up. Yet we spend less than 1% of our time driving backwards. And obviously, we know from backing up, it's harder to see. But spiritually, in our spiritual lives, we are either moving forward or we are backing up. And when we are backing up spiritually, we are in great danger. We can't just put our lives in cruise control because there are curves ahead. We know there are. We've seen them in the past. So it came a point where SRP decided they needed to try to improve their driving record. So they implemented the Smith driving system to reduce vehicular accidents. Some of you have probably heard of it. And under this system, you know, to try to prevent some of the backing accidents, they recommended that you pull through when you can. You know, there's two spaces there, you pull through and you can drive out, or that you back into that parking space. And their system is based on five principles. And we went through classroom training, and then we went through driver training. And when we drove, they would take six people and put them in a van. And we drove around all day. You take turns. You'd be in there driving for an hour, and you would make observations as you were driving. And you would talk. You would say, you know, there's a dog. There's a child here. You know, just making observations. And of course, when I was driving, we came through a construction zone that was not clearly marked, and I had no idea where I was supposed to be going. But fortunately, nobody else in the van or the instructor knew where I was supposed to be going either. So I didn't take too much responsibility for it. It wasn't clearly marked. But it's something always you have to be mindful of. Okay, the first principle is aim high in steering. And they teach you to look ahead to where you will be at least 15 seconds from now. A 15-second eye lead provides advance warning of pending danger and gives you an additional margin of safety. At 60 miles per hour, we need to be looking ahead 1/4 mile. You need to prepare for what is ahead. And I was driving home last night, and I I got off the 51, I turned on Union Hills. And as soon as I turned, I could actually see the stoplight at 32nd Street. A long ways away. You can see in the distance. You know, one time I was driving down I-17 and I looked ahead, quite a ways ahead, and I could, the traffic was just going like this, back and forth. Obviously something was happening. When I got up there, there was a big 18-wheeler, and one of the side panels had broken loose and dumped a little limes on the freeway. Obviously that was a big mess. We have to be mindful of those things. Look ahead. In our spiritual lives, we need to set our sights on God. To set our sights on eternal life. On those things that will help us in our spiritual lives. We must prepare for what is ahead. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. So important in our lives. There's so many distractions, so many things available to us in this life, on this earth. We have to know what is most important. On things above. God, putting God in our life. Every day, putting God in our life. Putting Him first in our lives. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. A very familiar scripture to us. Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye are in need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That needs to be the main focus of our life. Seek the kingdom of God. And it's something we need to do daily. As I said earlier, if we become spiritually weak, it's hard to become strong again. I'm sure many of us have been through those cycles. When we're weak spiritually, I have been through them. And it's hard to get strong again. In Ether, chapter 5, verse 4. Wherefore, whoso believeth in God might with surety hope for a better world, yea, even a place at the right hand of God, which hope cometh of faith, maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, being led to glorify God. Those who believe in God. And we know it takes more than belief. We have to follow. We have to follow Him. Follow His commandments. Live that righteous life. But if we do, we have that hope for a better world. We know the promises that God has given unto us. If we live that righteous life. And if we endure to the end. There is a place of peace. Where there'll be no more suffering. That place that we all look forward to. The second principle, keep your eyes moving. Focusing on an object for too long disables your peripheral vision. Keep your eyes moving at least every 2 seconds and check your mirrors every 5 to 8 seconds. Maximize the full range of your central and peripheral vision by scanning the whole area. Don't forget the back and sides. Avoid staring at one object. Problems may be developing elsewhere. You know, some of these, you know, I've been through this class and, you know, some of these things, I don't check my mirror that often. But there's good reasons for doing this stuff. Because if you're looking around, looking in your mirrors, you know what's around you. You know if somebody's coming up or on one side or the other. And it is a good principle. I don't follow it as well as I should, but there's reasons for this, to be aware of what is going on around you. Spiritually, we need to look for those dangers in our lives, those things that can lead us away. And I can assure you there are many things in this world today that can lead us away. Satan's working hard, trying to lead us away, placing those things in front of us. He knows our weaknesses. We need to resist those temptations. In 3 Nephi, chapter 8, and verses 46 to 50. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father hath commanded me that I should give unto you. We know this is true. To keep the Lord's commandments, we need to be diligent. It's easy to slip up, isn't it? Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be and ye are led away captive by him. Watch and pray always. We can't become complacent. We have to maintain our spiritual lives. We have to continually watch. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people, which do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. Christ is that perfect light. The perfect light. He set that perfect example for us. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto the disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and saith unto them, Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. Again, he repeats that. Again, to watch and pray always. Let's look at Luke. Chapter 21, and verses 34 to 36. The words of Christ. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of God. We know that avoiding the temptations and avoiding the sin, Satan's temptations, is important. But the cares of life can also lead us away. Putting things in this world is more important and not focusing on the Lord. Here in this one it says, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape. To escape the temptations of this world. And we know that we need to watch out for the temptations of Satan. But at the same time, we're doing that. We need to look to God for our salvation. He is our only hope for that salvation. And He has those great promises for us. Whereas Satan only has destruction for us. Let's look at Alma. Chapter 17. We're going to read verses 79 to 82. For behold, it is as easy to give heed to the word of Christ, which will point you a straight course to eternal bliss, as it was for our fathers to give heed to this compass, which would point unto them a straight course to the promised land. We know we have this example here. We know that the compass, that they followed the compass when they were being righteous. The compass pointed them the right direction, didn't it? It took us to, took them to the promised land. Because they gave heed to it. And the same example is for the Word of God. The Word of God will take us to that eternal life. We know that God's promises are always there, always faithful. And now I say, is there not a type in this thing? For just as surely as this director did bring our fathers by following its course to the promised land, shall the words of Christ, if we follow their course, carry us beyond this veil of sorrow into a far better land of promise. Oh, my son, do not let us be slothful because of the easiness of the way. For so is it with our fathers. For so is it prepared for them that if they would look, they might live. Even so it is with us. The way is prepared, and if we will look, we may live forever. And now, my son, see that ye take care of the sacred things. See that you look to God and live. We always need to look to God. He is that solid rock, that solid foundation that will never move, will always be there for us. He's always there. His arms are open. Ready to receive us, but we have to take that responsibility. We have to come to Him. He's the hope for eternal life, and He will give that to us if we are obedient to Him. The third one, leave yourself an out. Your safest location in traffic is where the fewest potential conflicts exist. When possible, surround your vehicle with space. It's not always easy on our freeways, is it? Avoid tailgaters. When one is present, the actual accident potential is high. And also for us, don't follow too close. We know we need to have that distance for stopping. And leave space to get out at a stoplight. If something happens ahead of you and you pull right up to the bumper of the person that's ahead of you, you can't get out. Leave space. Spiritually, we have to have a way to escape the evils of this world. We must have a plan. We need to always have a plan in our lives. What are you going to do if this happens? What are you going to do if this temptation comes up? What are you going to do if some kid offers you drugs at school? Whatever it is. You have that moment of decision. If you planned ahead, you know what the right answer is. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. A promise from the Lord. We will not be tempted above what we are able to withstand. And he has a way for us to escape. We have to come to him. We have to listen to that Holy Spirit. Listen to it. It'll tell us the right answer. It'll tell us what we need to do. It will tell us how to escape. James, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. We know the double-minded is talking about those who are trying to live a righteous life and trying to live in the world, and they're conflicted, and we don't want to be that, do we? It says to submit ourselves to God. Draw nigh to God with our faith, our prayers. Pray diligently. If we're having struggles, temptations, whatever it is, pray diligently to the Lord. And it says to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I know we've had experiences. We've all had experiences of that where we're tempted. And we resist. And the temptation goes away. It doesn't go away forever, does it? It's going to come back. Because we have to admit that Satan is after us. The children of God. Which will always be in this earth, on this life. That's why we have that hope for that better world. When these things will all be passed, but we have to resist that temptation here. Look to God. Draw nigh to God. He is there. He is always there for us. Second Nephi, chapter 3, and verses 57 to 62. O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy? O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. We see that happen all the time in this world, especially in this country, putting their faith in the arm of flesh. Because people in this country have so much. Many don't think they need the Lord. They have all the temporal things they need and want. They live a comfortable life. But that's not where our trust needs to be. Our trust must be in the Lord. And he will make a way for us to escape. He will make a straight path for us if we listen to him. We know there's lots of turmoil in the world today. There seems to be more all the time, doesn't there? The Lord will make a way for us to escape. He has made that promise to each one of us. If we are faithful to him. The fourth principle, make sure they see you. Get eye contact by using the warning devices on your vehicle. Turn signals, headlights, flashers, horn. Proceed with caution, even if you have the green light. I'm sure every one of us has went through a green light and had somebody blow through on the red light. One of the examples I know they use in the class is if you're pulling out onto a street and somebody is driving down that street with the right-hand turn signal on, what does that mean to you? You know? And the answer is it means absolutely nothing. How do you know they're going to turn? You hope they are, but you wait and see till they slow down to start to turn before you pull out in front of them. Spiritually, we need to be a good example to the world. We are commanded to be a light unto the world. That is how the world should see us. Others should know when they're around us that we are followers of Christ by our actions and our words. They should know we are different. We need to be different. Be that light into the world. Be that good example. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise the youth. And we know here that Paul is talking to Timothy, who is a young man. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be an example. It gives some, you know, word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith, purity. It's trying to say in everything. Everything. To be that good example in everything we do, everything we say. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Remember, we read earlier where Christ said that Christ is the light unto the world. But here he's talking to us. He says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We can make a difference in the world. Small differences, but we can make a difference. By the way we interact to be that light to others. They see it. They know. Mormon, chapter 1, verses 86 and 87. And for this cause I write unto you, that ye may know that ye must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, yea, every soul which belongeth to the whole human family of Adam. We know this. We know that we are going to be judged someday. Stand before for Christ to be judged for the things that we have done on this earth. In verse 87, it says, ye must stand to be judged of your works, whether they be good or whether or evil, and also that ye may believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, which ye have among you. We need to have those good works. The scriptures are very clear that we will be judged for our works. We know this is controversial in the religious community about the, you know, your works can't save you. And we know the scriptures tell us that we are saved by grace after all we can do. That's what it says in the Book of Mormon. Saved by grace after all we can do. But we are judged by those works. Those good works in our life is what we need to obtain this salvation. That's how others should see us, of having those good works, having that desire to serve the Lord and to follow Him always. And the fifth principle is get the big picture. While looking ahead, don't forget the sides and the rear. Constantly update your information. Eliminate vision barriers by establishing proper following distances. Avoid distractions in your vehicle. You know, when I did this sermon 21 years ago, where were we at with cell phones 21 years ago? I don't even remember. Is that a distraction in the car today? A cell phone? Absolutely. I would guess everybody has been guilty in some form of looking at your cell phone while you're driving. You get a text or you're following the GPS or something. They are a distraction, right? A major distraction, among other things. I mean, cars have TV now. You can watch television while you're driving down the road. Distractions, inside the car and outside. Be aware of road conditions, traffic, pedestrians, everything that is going on around you, inside the car and outside the car. It could be anything. Your child dumps a milkshake on the floor in the back seat, you know, or down your back or whatever, you know. The distractions, the big picture, everything. spiritually, we need to understand what is most important in our lives. We need to be aware of what's going on in the world. There's a lot going on in the world right now, isn't there? A lot of it's not good. We should know generally where we're at in history, that we are in the last days. I'm not here to prophesy the end. We know we're in the last days somewhere, aren't we? We see these things happening. But the Lord has placed us here at this time in history for a purpose. I don't think it's a time to fear. I think it's a time to look forward to God's plan being unfolded. What is God going to do? He has a plan. Believe me, He has a plan. And it will be fulfilled. And if we are on His side, we will be okay. The Lord has promised us that. He will bless us. We need to continually resist the temptations of Satan and hunger and thirst after righteousness. We need to always be trying to be stronger spiritually. We can't ever be satisfied that I'm good enough, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. We need to always be trying to get stronger. Alma chapter 9, verse 41. And now behold, I say unto you, that if it had been possible for Adam, therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state, which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. This is our main purpose here on earth, to prepare to meet God. It says a probationary state, time to prepare to meet God. For that endless state, we know life on this earth is limited. We'll all pass away, but that next life is endless. Forever and ever. So that is why it is so important that we live that righteous life. That we spend this time preparing to meet God. Moroni chapter 7, verses 51 and 52. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. How can we prepare to meet God if we don't have charity in our hearts? And verse 51 covers a lot of things. The way we need to live our life. The pure love of Christ is charity. The greatest of all. It will never fail us. This world is kind of going the opposite direction of that, though, isn't it? Going more to anger and hatred. But this is what the Lord is telling us, to have that pure love in our hearts. And if we have this pure love in our hearts, it makes everything else in our life easier. It is something pure that comes from our Lord. Third Nephi, chapter 4, verse 42. Yea, verily I say unto you, if ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life. That is our goal. Obtaining salvation for our souls. That is the big picture. I thank you for your time.